You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org. Don't you mind? You're gonna run. You've been so blind.
You fooled the eye.
Hey, I'm Jordan Occasionally, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
The clock strikes now, but it's too late, 'cause I'm still there. I am back there staring at you from afar. Is there, no matter where you are. But who can be a good man on command? Not I, but I sure try.
So we roughed her up, kicked the dog. She said, I'm leaving in the morning with the girls. You can see them on the weekends. Why is it so much easier to fail than to succeed? I still got weed. Oh, who can be a good man on command? Not me, but I was free.
Greetings, traveler, and welcome to another edition of Audio Quest Log here on WIXR 91.7, your one-stop shop for fantasy ambient, dungeon synth, and ethereal new age music. We're going to go ahead and dive into the narrative. Back to the Eternal Tavern that sits above all else. Upon a mountain summit, where the surrounding valley is blanketed with clouds like snow. Travelers don't seek it. They never notice the rising slope of their path. But they find their way there nonetheless. On a clear summer evening, the air inside the tavern was golden and warm. The drunk had already passed out with a chessboard on his chest and a cheese board in his stomach. The tavern maid sharpened her knife. She enjoyed the sound of it. And the barkeep washed his sets of steins, ready for the inevitable. A new wandering patron. The door opened, and the man who entered looked to be quite tired. His coat was long and soaked at the hem. And he carried no sword and no walking stick, only a satchel and a bundle wrapped in cloth. "May I sit here?" he asked politely.
"If you tell us your story," replied the barkeep.
"I was the bridge keeper of Ravittide."
Thank you.
You are listening to Audio Quest Log here on WIXR 91.7. And we just heard a trail guide with the track Flowing. And before that we heard from Runesong with Past the Riverside Ruins. And we're now listening to Eternal. Visitors at the Eternal Tavern tend to let their stories unfold like the songs of old, a liturgy of self-reflection, a ritual of introspection. The man said that he had guarded the bridge for over 4 decades, not because of his belief in borders or kingdoms or tolls. He did it because someone had to do it. And because his wife, Leona, loved the house nearby, the one with the dark green shutters, surrounded by lilacs. He had met her before he ever saw the bridge. She was a school teacher then, in a village too small to matter to the cartographers. And she loved studying about faraway places. And they believed that one day they would visit them all. Together. But duty, he said, loves to disguise itself as purpose. The years passed. Leona baked bread in the mornings and painted in the afternoons. The keeper counted caravans and logged travelers. He noted when the river swelled. Over time, their priorities changed, and their ambitions to seek the world were hidden away. And they never crossed the very bridge they kept. Then came the storm. Thank you.
Thank you.
to Audio Quest Log here on WIXR 91.7, and we just heard from Frostguard with The Crystal Waters of Nimrodel. And before that, The Vyment River by Norman Plex. And just before that, we heard The Penumbral Grove by Malfet. Black gale. An evil wind howled down the river gorge like a pack of wolves. The bridge moaned and lantern shattered. A merchant's cart spilled its contents, grain, oil, and a terrified boy. The keeper and his wife ran onto the bridge and tied themselves to a post to drag the boy back to safety. But in the days that followed, Leona grew ill. Not all at once, but she slowly became smaller. And the bridge keeper buried her on the hill overlooking the ravine. No tombstone, just the lilacs. I stayed because she loved the home, he told the tavern. But I never gave her the world that I promised. And once she was gone, it felt dishonest to cross the bridge without her. The barkeep poured him another drink, no charge. And the maid, who usually had something sharp to say, just nodded. He placed the cloth bundle gently on the bar, and inside was a carved piece of the bridge's railing. A keepsake from a threshold never crossed. Then without fanfare, he stood and thanked them all for the warmth, and he walked back out of the tavern. Thank you. You are listening to Audio Quest Log on WYXR 91.7. And we have one more track this evening. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back next Sunday. Rest well, travelers. Tomorrow begins another week. And always remember, these melodies are ripe with magic.